rub against that one side, turn. And see that Mr. he was kind of slippery. You talking about a fellow run?
Slippery.
Yeah. Mr. look at her and said, what's the matter, boy? He said, having no fun. He said, what the hell you run for? He said, he's seen you. Sorry, Ron, didn't tell him that. That time they put you in jail, get you fighting on the road. But you see, the police said, he just having a little fun. And you're talking about run. Sure.
When a dog would come at you on the road, you might pick up a what?
Pick up a stick. Or if you were a good kickman, kick the devil out. I know. Right, little dog, but today we was going to, four of us. And I went to call him. And that dog was good. That dog alone got me about, partner, I kicked that dog. I kicked him about from here to the step away. I mean, when he got up, he left. Tried to break his neck. Holly Vincent would have been hit. A little old white dog. And then the dog would make a dog bite you. That's
Yeah, just let that little old what bite you?
That little thing that goes bite you. We got one like that.
You call him?
That little thing that time, see that mailman. He tackled that mailman. That man just stooped down, he break and run.
Rat tail and a fight.
Yeah, you got that little old fight?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, you got one of the little things.
You got any other, did you ever have them big yellow dogs that had a glass eye, some of them?
No, I didn't. No.
You ever seen them Catahoula? You ever hear them?
I had one that followed me about 3 years ago.
Canada,
Mr. Kurt. What you call him? Mr. told me that a dog from Canada. Oh, that's a good dog.
Catahoula?
That's what it is?
Yeah.
But that bag, that dog is black. And you know what? I'd come here, and that dog would come here and sit in that truck. Mr. couldn't get in that truck. Mm-hmm. Nobody couldn't get in that truck. If I ain't there. I was watching the pecan orchard. Let me tell you what happened. I was watching that pecan orchard. And I parked the truck about this way, halfway that faster. I fell off to sleep. And that dog was laying down in the back. Big dog. And he straightened up and started growling. And the truck was kind of shaking, you know. I turned around and I looked and I said, what's the matter, blue? But he had his eyes direct this way. I got out. I look at him. I see the man coming with a little old satchel. That man was coming to cut hair over at that barbershop. And when he seen that dog, he stopped. I said, come on, son. He said, don't run.
Yeah.
He was scared. He said, mister, he said, I ain't got no pecan. He put his grip down. I said, I don't want to see any grip. I said, look. I said, don't come through you anymore. Because other people might think you're taking pecan, and he had his barber tools in there. And that dog kept a grounding. We called him Blue. And I told him, I said, you walk, but don't you run. You talk about a man who walk, making long steps. And at that moment, I said, Blue, keep still.
What would you say to your dog if you wanted to attack somebody?
Attack somebody?
To go at somebody.
That dog that?
Or something, yeah.
Get him, Blue. That's all. He gets you too. And I'm telling you, that is a good amusement, a good company for me. I could sleep, go anywhere I want, that dog right side of me. Now, one day I was coming here to get my dinner. I let that dog stay in that cab, but I kind of raised them grass up. Mr. come, that old man. He couldn't get no clothes to that truck from me at that thing. And one of them said, well, I said, where you got that dog? That Jay Taylor dog. That was a good dog. And the boy had the dog killed, falling him down. The automobile killed that dog. But if I had a good yarn, I'd have kept that dog myself, because he told me I could keep it. I ain't had no yarn. And them kind of dogs, they good, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Big dog, too.
Now, a kind of a